You're listening to the Daily Text for Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. This is Andrew Dragos, filling in for J.D. Walt. Matthew 23, verses 5 through 12. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Consider this. Are you in touch with your inner Pharisee? I like to be honored. I like to be recognized. I like to be greeted with respect. I like it when important people know who I am. I like for people to think well of me. I like box seats and backstage passes and all-access admission. Don't you? Why is this? If I know someone important, I want you to know it. If I have done something important, I want you to know it. And if my kids are honor students at Valley Forge Middle School, I want you to know it. Why is this? I want people to see me in a certain light. Why? To the extent I am not secure in who I most deeply am, my true self, apart from anything I have, anyone I know, or anything I have done, to that extent, I will create a false image of myself. I will carefully manage my external image to the end that you will esteem and validate me so that I can esteem and validate myself. It's one of the reasons we like title bumps. There are at least four ways to do this. 1. We become people pleasers. 2. We become high performers. 3. We posture ourselves for honors. Or 4. We position ourselves for advantage. In all these ways, we project and promote a public image for ourselves that is disconnected from the truth of who we most deeply are. And in all these ways, the chief metric of our worth as human beings is the way our external image is validated and esteemed by others. It's why we both love and hate social media. This is all garden variety human brokenness. This is where sin comes from. Sin is not so much a moral issue as it is a brokenness problem. So what does any of this have to do with first century Pharisees? It's a fair question. Take everything I have just outlined above and wrap it up in a robe of religion and you get the deluxe version of hypocrisy. It's why Jesus hates hypocrisy. The seriously dangerous and ever so subtle shift we make is when we look at Jesus' hatred for hypocrisy and we turn it into our hatred for hypocrites. Once we do that, we don't have to deal with the problem of our own hypocrisy, because hypocrisy is always someone else's problem. It's just so easy to pin it on the Pharisees or the Baptists or the insert your own favorite scapegoat there. I took this roundabout way of getting to the Pharisees because the Pharisees are us. And as an aside, this is why we love celebrities. We want gods who can sin with impunity and maintain their exalted status of fame. When we really become disciples of Jesus, he leads us on a journey to the overwhelming, unfathomable heart of the love of God, our Father, for us. Discipleship to Jesus is the only pathway to the truth of who God is and who we most truly are. Discipleship is the journey of deconstructing all that is false, not with an external application of the truth, but through the deep unconditional embrace of the one who truly is true, Jesus. Far from the false sanctity of image management, discipleship is an inside job and it's dirty work. The prayer. Lord Jesus, only you can deliver us from the depths of the deception that threatened to derail our discipleship. Only you. I am ready to go deeper with you. I know this will mean leaving the superficial shallows of my carefully constructed image. I'm tired of the endless work of maintaining the subtle falseness of it all. I'm ready for real. Lead me to real. You are real. I follow you. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. The questions. What do you think about the four ways listed above that describe how we manage and maintain our external image? Which one are you prone to? Number 2. Do you see how scapegoating the Pharisees keeps us from dealing with the brokenness we harbor within ourselves? What can be done about this? Number 3. Reflect on the diabolical nature of wrapping up unhealed brokenness in a religious robe. Where does that lead?